Hi, this is Josh Cribbs. You are watching Browns Insider.
Welcome back to Browns Insider Training Camp Edition. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns tight ends coach Steve Hagan. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Block like a beast and catch like a receiver is the slogan in your meeting room.
That's right.
With that being said, how are you guys coming along in training camp?
We're getting better. Jordan Cameron, he's starting to feel like blocking like a beast. You know, he wasn't blocking like a beast when he got here, but, you know, we have to block like a beast because the guys we're playing against are beasts. You know, they ask left tackles and right tackles to block the same guys we're blocking. They also ask us to run and catch like wide receivers. So we're elite. We got to run out there and play catch and block big guys, and we do a lot.
Let's jump in and talk about Ben Watson. Here is your veteran player. Unfortunately, last season he missed some time due to an injury, but it seems like he came back this year in camp really extremely focused.
Oh, yeah. Ben was playing with a vengeance. He's been out for a day, you know, we're just kind of resting him a little bit. But he's a really good football player. He's smart. He's fast. He's physical. All the things that we're looking for in a football player. And so Ben does a really good job.
You talk about Jordan Cameron coming along in his second year. What are some of the things that you're seeing differently from him this year that you didn't see last year?
Well, when Jordan got here, you know, he was a wide receiver for the most part. He played a couple plays at tight end at USC. But so you're taking a guy from a position where he's standing up and running down the field all the time to where he's got to put his hand in the ground, talk to an O-lineman, figure out what they're saying, and then block the right guy. So there's an evolution right there, and he's doing a good job.
And blocking like a beast, Alex Smith and Big Gronkowski.
Yeah.
I can't help but to notice that big guy.
Yeah. Gronk is a beast himself, so that it's fun. Those guys are all learning how to play, and Evan's blocking better, so I got a great room.
And speaking of Evan, let's talk about him, because unfortunately he missed some time right out here in training camp, but he's back in action, and we all saw him last year. He is just that weapon. He's that threat.
Yeah, he's a big, tall guy that can run. I mean, he's the guy that runs like a receiver. Now we got to get him to block like a beast, and he's learning that. Unfortunately, he missed the first week of camp, but he's back now, so he'll be going. He'll be good.
Offensive coordinator Brad Childress is new to the family. How's it been working with him?
That's fun. It's fun because of I worked with him before about 20-something years ago at Northern Arizona. It's fun to get back together. The language is the same, you know, as we used last year. So it's just like you go another speed, another level. And, you know, what he was using at the Vikings, he's brought some of that stuff. He and Pat were together at the Eagles, so that's fun. It's really good. It's a good room.
And how much having time this offseason to really dive deep in the playbook, something that you weren't able to do last year due to the lockout and everything that was going on. But this year you had a really legit offseason to really kind of groom your guys.
Yeah, I think it shows in the way the players are playing because last year, like you said, the lockout, they weren't around. We couldn't talk to them. And now they wish we probably wouldn't talk to them so much. But it's good. It'll be fun football. And then, you know, our quarterback's picking it up really quick, so it's good.
And tomorrow you guys go against the Lions. What do you look for during this first preseason game?
We want to see, you know, when we're off the field, the coaches are off the field, and the lights are on, and the cheerleaders are on the sideline, and the fans are yelling, what are they going to do? You know, that's who we really know who they are. When everybody steps back, who are you as a football player? When it's just you versus your guys with your teammates, what are you going to do? So that's what we look at, you know. What do you do under pressure?